This is a replay of the Thursday night, November 6th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
James, 3 hours to spend together, a lot on my mind, no doubt, probably more on yours, and the voting continues on the world's worst hit records. Now, here's the deal. There's been some confusion this year, which is hard to believe, since I've been doing this since the 60s, and virtually everywhere I've done it, it becomes the most requested features for reasons that I don't understand. I look at the list from year to year because I've saved most of them, and there are some perennials. There are others that are new each year, something maybe you've been exposed to ad nauseum that you weren't hearing previously that you've decided you just hate. All right, so here are the rules. They've got to be songs that are hits. Big hits. Now, I'm not saying they have to be number one or even number 20, but they've got to be pretty big national hits that everybody's familiar with. So that's number one. It doesn't matter what decade. It doesn't matter what genre. They can be country. They can be R&B. They can be pop. They can be whatever you want, as long as it is a hit in the good old USA. All right. So that's the deal. Now, they're not requests, to say the least. These are songs you never want to hear. All right, and of course you will hear snippets of it as we have fun playing back your top 10 every Thanksgiving, a night of turkeys. We'll be playing turkeys and just having a good old time because it is a live show on a holiday. So for people who get fed up with their family quicker than they're feeding on their turkey, well, this is a live show for you to call in, interact, and all that kind of stuff. So we take the votes up to the day before Thanksgiving. So you can vote by phone, and that's the absolute best way. In fact, it's the only way your vote is guaranteed to count, and that is 888-876-5593. There's no texting because the phone doesn't take text, so if you text, I'm never going to know it. However, you can email, but, and here's the big but, it may or may not count depending on whether I see it or not. So your best bet is to phone. Whatever we're doing, we'll stop down and take your call to get your vote. You can vote as often as you like, but you can only vote for the same song once. Now, if you hear something someone else has nominated, remember that this is a cumulative total. So if you hate it too, you got to call in and second it. That's right. Right now, Achy Breaky Heart is ruling the roost. That's as far as I'm willing to go on telling you. All right. So that's the deal. Next thing, requests. Every year or so, we have to go through this again. The bumpers are for me, as you might know. They're sort of my salve for doing the show. It's what makes me smile. Now, when you request things I don't like, I tend not to play them. And I've gotten serious again. I'm not going to play them because earlier today when I thought about the old man and the way we were and all that, I said, I'd rather not do this show. It really came down to that. So you can hear all that stuff anywhere you want, online, anytime you want. This is not the place for it. So if I like your request, chances are good I'll find it. If I don't like your request, I'm going to be more harsh in saying absolutely not. All right, so that's for my mental health. And you like to keep the host's mental health up. It's one of those things. So I think those are all the caveats. Now, before we get to Billy Bob and Cindy and Karen, as we get some votes and more, there is a new condiment on the market. Yeah, just when you think every junk food had been invented, move over, there's butternaise. Now, I actually read this and consider this to be a diet aid, because I'd rather not eat than have this stuff. But it's hit the market today, and it's a combination of Tillamook and Kewpie. And apparently they are claiming that there is a big, big rivalry in America. Yeah, politics aside and all that, what are people complaining about? Some people want to put mayonnaise on the outside of their grilled cheese when they grill it, and others want to put butter on the outside of their grilled cheese when they grill it. All right, neither sound great to me, but butternaise is a combination of the two, and it hits stores today. And they're billing it with a press release, of course, saying it's the only condiment that can unify the internet. I actually never had heard about the mayonnaise deal, but Kewpie is the mayonnaise component of this, and Tillamook, obviously, is creating the butter. And they've designed this product just for grilled cheese. Are there that many people who still eat grilled cheese? Maybe so. So it's been an ongoing digital debate, and never wants to shy away from picking up on a marketing plan. They came up with 8-ounce jars that are spreadable. They can be purchased online at this moment. I don't know that there's any major grocer who's saying, oh yeah, I'll give some shelf space to this. But apparently, every butternut purchase comes with equipment and ingredients to create a sandwich. Now, I don't mean like bread and cheese. At first, I got kind of excited, but no, like a spreader and two types of cheddar cheese, $15. So that's the deal. And apparently, there are other new junk foods, including one from Oreo. But I'm not up for discussing that one now. Maybe at a later date. All right, so there we have it. Now we'll get to Billy Bob, we'll get to Cindy, we'll get to Karen, we'll get to you. But right now I want to get to the Sea Crane Company and talk about the CC Skywave SSB2. You know, lately it seems like there have been more disasters than ever. And when everything goes to hell and back, there are two things you want. You want a flashlight, source of light of some sort, and what you really want is a radio. Why? Because your cell phone's not going to work, not in a real emergency, and the internet's not going to be available. Well, when everything else fails, radio is the way to go, and the Sea Crane CC Skywave SSB2 is just a jewel. It's a wonderful emergency radio. It's got the weather band and weather alert, but it's also got single sideband. So normal times, you just hear hams jawing, and that's a lot of fun. But during that real emergency, this may be where you'll get the first life-saving information. Now, day-to-day, you get terrific AM and FM reception, and it weighs 8 ounces and fits in the palm of your hand. So it's a terrific travel radio, and one that you can just slip in your pocket or your purse, and you'll always have it. If you go to ccradio.com, you can read all about the CC Skywave SSB2, and I hope you will. The nice thing about this catalog is there's not only great products, and every one of them has one thing in common: world's best reception. Yeah, that's what it is. But you can not only see the products, but you get information about radio as well, and that's a lot of fun. Now, for some reason you can't go online, the other thing they've got is terrific customer service. 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. That's the phone number 24/7. They answer in the United States of America. They don't speak with an accent. They'll answer all your questions. You can even order online. And if ever you order something, most of the stuff is very intuitive. You won't need help. But if you do, they're standing by to give that to you. So keep that number in mind, 800-522-TUNE. However, if you can go online, oh, there the world is your oyster. Go to ccradio.com. You take a look at the CC Skywave SSB2. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
Stay there, dear. Oh, my darling, I did it.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, there's one I do not play enough. The Honeybees. And that's the flip side, Never in a Million Years. And that's on Garrison. Now, it's interesting because Garrison's a little label that has basically nothing on it from Pasadena, Texas, a suburb of Houston. And the guy who started that label had been in the Drifters for a little while. I think he might have been in it when he started Garrison. But the interesting thing about the Honeybees and Never in a Million Years is it's Detroit all the way. And there's several people involved in that who you would know. On the A side, Edwin Starr co-wrote it. But even on the B side, you have Mike Terry arranging it, who is just terrific. And some night we'll have to talk about Mike Terry. He was really a force at Golden World and Rick-Tick. But anyway, there it is, the Honeybees. And I know Soroya likes that one as well. So yeah, one of my faves, and just don't play it enough. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Billy Bob and Bourbon A. Hey, what's up tonight?
Hey, 63rd time caller.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, before I get to my five turkeys, can I make a request?
Yeah,
for
we'll see. We'll see.
I think I finally got you stumped after all these months.
Well, I may not want to play it, but what is it?
It's French. Pal Mon Bleu. That's B-L-E-U, the French spelling, by Roger Whittaker.
Yeah, I'm not playing it. I am aware of it. I'm not playing it.
Okay. Well, put that on the turkey list for me, then.
Well, do you hate it? No. See, you're requesting it. Do you hate it?
Oh, it's all right.
Well, no, that's not the purpose of it. It's the records that are nails in a chalkboard for
you. Oh, yeah, I got some good ones for you.
The ones that make you change the radio station because you just hate them. That's what this is about.
Does your chewing gum lose its flavor?
Okay, Lonnie Donegan. Okay, you betcha.
And then... Sue, what's her name that did Norman?
Yes.
She had one called Paper Tiger.
Yes, she did. She had several records, and that's one as well.
I don't like that one.
Okay, good enough. Those are fine books.
Sugar, Sugar by the Archies. Did you get that one yet?
Well, very good. No, you're the first vote. I'm sure there'll be more.
And then Indiana Wants Me.
Ardeen Taylor. Okay.
Lord, I can't go back there.
Yeah, all right.
And then... The Night Chicago Died.
Paper Lace, okay.
And then one more and I'm done with you. The Chirpy Chirp song.
Oh, Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep, Mac and Katie Kassoon.
Yeah.
All right. You betcha. All right.
Are these qualifying now?
Yeah, they're hits.
All right. Okay. I'm finally called on to the plan.
Yeah,
thank
good
you.
Deal. Good... Thanks, appreciate it. Okay.
Have a good evening.
Okay, bye. All right. Yeah, well, fortunately, very few people will probably vote for Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep because fortunately you don't hear it as an oldie anywhere. I don't think. But yeah, but maybe your misfortune would tell you otherwise. I don't know. So let's check out Karen in Tennessee who's got some votes for us. All right, Karen.
Hey, Raleigh. Yeah, I've got a theme for my first two nominations.
All right.
Don't judge me, but occasionally I'll listen to George Norrie's show.
I'm so sorry.
I know. I'm really sorry about some of his bumper music because he will repeatedly play over the years, Send in the Clowns.
I doubt he picks. By the way, I doubt he picks it.
He's got guest fill-in hosts, they have better bumper music. But anyway, Candyman.
Oh, which one? Sammy Davis or
Sammy Davis
okay.
Jr.
Okay, because of course Roy Orbison had a record by the same title. I'm glad you didn't pick that. Okay, Candyman.
No. Yes, this is the Sammy Davis Jr. version and Send in the Clowns. And I'm going to vote for Fran's nomination of The Way We Were by Barbra Streisand.
Oh, very good. Yes, absolutely. All right.
And on the Barbra Streisand note, she did a cover of the theme from the musical Cats called Memory from 1982.
Oh, yes, it was.
And that is a station changer for me.
Good. I'm with you. Absolutely, I'm with you. Very strongly. All right. Memories. Yeah, that's
Memory.
Where you hope they can forget. All right. Good deal. Thanks.
Yes. Okay.
Appreciate it. All right. Good
Bye-bye.
Deal. Very good. All right. So there you The Way We Were. Memory. Ugh. Oh, yes. I'll recover, I'm sure. Fran and Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Wow, I'm sitting here listening, and I thought of the people. I think I want to vote for just about everything that... Paper Tiger.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Good.
And I can't believe I didn't do this, but Gary mentioned Horse with No Name, and every year I vote for that, so I'll put that on there.
Oh, but of course, yes, yes, a perennial fave. Yes.
The two-note wonder. Yeah, it's like, okay, you know. And then they get fancy and go to a third note.
Right. But yeah. Like, you know. Yeah, that's right. You say to yourself, oh, they know three. Well.
Yeah, exactly. That memories.
Okay, memory. We got it. All right.
I'll second that. And the Three Dog Night version of one.
Oh, did somebody else do it?
Yeah, it was originally done by Nielsen. It's a Nielsen song, I like Nielsen.
Oh, interesting. I'll have to look for that.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's not one of my favorite Nielsen songs, although I am a big Nielsen fan. But it's much better than the Three Dog Night version. But then what isn't?
Yeah.
And I'll second Gary's Joy to the World.
Okay.
One of Billy Bob's, or was he the one that said Paper Tiger?
Yes, yeah, I think he did.
Okay, I like Does Your Chewing Gum, so, let's see, Billy, Don't Be a Hero.
Oh, yes, exactly. Every year somebody has to vote for that, Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
Torn Between Two Lovers.
Uh-huh. Mary McGregor. All right.
And let's see. There were some other ones that were brought up tonight. I'm trying to remember.
The Archies.
What? Oh, the Night Chicago Died. Gary just reminded me of that one. I hate that thing.
Yes.
Somebody said that one.
Yes.
And yes, The Archies. Sugar, okay. Sugar.
Okay.
And I think that'll do it for me tonight. I'm sure I'll have more.
I'm counting on it.
Week.
All right. Good deal. Thanks. Okay. Appreciate it. All right.
Thank you.
So there you have it. I'm going to have to put these in alphabetical order. That's painful just to think about. But I do believe that's coming up. But what's coming up right now is the news. And then back to your votes on WGN Radio. Hey. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, 1962 on Liberty, and No Snuff Garrett not involved with Clyde Otis, who produced that. The Laurels, I Guess I'll Never Stop Loving You. All right, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Jason in Indiana wants to vote, so Jason, what you got? Hello, Jason. We've lost Jason. Jason has left the building. Well, you'll have to call back again sometime, Jason. We'll appreciate it. Scott is in Oak Lawn. What are you voting on?
Well, before I tell you who it is, I want you to understand. Are you familiar with Sam Kinison's Scream?
I have heard that, yes.
Okay. Every time I hear the song, Smoke on the Water, that goes through my brain.
Oh, is it? Isn't that interesting? Okay.
I just cannot. It's just been overplayed, killed.
Yes. Deep Purple,
spare me,
yes.
Lord.
1973, Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water, Fire in
Please
the Sky.
Please spare me, Lord.
Yeah, well, hopefully that won't make it. We won't play it, yes. Yeah, so I will do that. Excellent. A fine choice.
Have a great day, young lady.
Thanks. You too. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Good choice. And by the way, during the news, I actually made good use of the time, hard to believe. I alphabetized the list. So now when I'm adding, I know just where to put it. Deep Purple goes between Dawn and Dickie Lee at this moment in time, subject to change as your votes continue. Yeah, Smoke, I'm writing it down, On the Water. All right. Good choice. Let's see what else we got here. I believe we'll get to Cindy in Chicago. Cindy, what's up tonight?
Yes, well, I just wanted to say I was negative Thursday, but okay. But I have some good songs. I'm sorry I was negative, but I have some songs.
Okay.
Okay, Chuck would actually turn the station when these songs came out.
All right.
Okay. I thought this was the creepiest song when I was a child. Where's my list? Where is it? Still, I vote for this every year.
Okay.
Still Wine, Dig That Girl.
Oh, okay. All right. War. All right. Spill the Wine.
And then Cecilia. He hated that song. He hated Cecilia.
Okay. Simon and Garfunkel. Let's get that in here. Cecilia, got it.
And he hated that song. I don't know if this was a hit. He hated the song Little Children.
Oh, Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas. It was a big hit.
Okay, and I will. This song, I hate, from childhood in the 70s, I hated this song. Send in the Clowns, I hate, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
When I was a child, I wanted to hear songs that had, you know, dancing kind of song, and I thought it was just like, what is that? Is that no, I don't know.
Well, that's Judy. That's Judy Collins at her usual. All right, so Send in the Clowns, got it.
And then the one song I thought of that I hated. I really hated. I don't really hate too many songs. I listened to them all. But that one song, Only the Good Die Young by Billy Joel, I always hated that song.
All right, very good. Only the Good Die Young, got it.
And are we only talking about songs? Did you want to talk about the food recall?
No, we can talk about absolutely anything. The deal with songs is that whenever we're discussing anything at all, you can interrupt the topic to vote, but the topic doesn't have to be voting. So what food recall are we talking about? Nothing sounds worse than Bernays or whatever they're calling this product.
This was pasta dinner.
Oh, I did see that. I did see that.
And people were dying from it left and right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Six are dead and 25 are hospitalized. That's the last time. It's listeria is the problem. And, apparently they're saying now two dead, six, whatever. So the CDC says one of the affected was a pregnant mother resulting in fetal loss. 18 states have been involved, including Illinois. Let's get the product. It's ready-to-eat fettuccine Alfredo meals made by Fresh Realm, sold under the Home Chef brand at Kroger and the Market Side brand at Walmart. And as you know, those house brands, Walmart and Kroger and all, never actually make food. Other people do, and they label it on their own. And so Fresh Realm began testing some samples in mid-September that came back positive for listeria. And they did a further genetic testing that showed it was the same strain of listeria that was detected in the previously recalled chicken Alfredo meal. So there are two more products now. Use dates are late September and early October, and the products are Market Side Linguini with beef, meatballs, and marinara sauce. That's Walmart. And Trader Joe's Cajun-style blackened chicken breast fettuccine Alfredo. And the deal is they shared a supplier, Nate's Fine Food, did the pasta. That's a pre-cooked pasta and grains. And so Nate's further expanded a recall to include other batches of pre-cooked pasta that they were distributing, including fettuccine, linguine, and farfalle, you know, the bow tie pasta. After a sample of linguine tested by Fresh Realm test positive for listeria. So several also recalls of pre-made salads. Great. Heat and eat noodle dishes at Trader Joe's, Albertsons, Kroger, Walnut, Giant Eagle, and Sprouts. And yeah, so Nate's recalling as an abundance of caution. So the FDA is working with Nate's to determine if there are other possible recalls needed. They're going to trace what was distributed. But if you purchased any of the four mentioned, throw them away, to say the least. And if you've already opened them, for God's sakes, clean your kitchen counters and everything else, anything that came in contact with the food. And so, but again, it would be between June and October for a sell-by date. Now, hopefully, you don't have anything between June and October anymore, but some people put things in the freezer and use them. All of the use-by dates are earlier than October 10th so far. But there's a lot of things you wouldn't normally think in terms of this, like at when you go to Sprouts, Scott and Joe's shrimp scampi with linguine, those bowls, that's on the list. And that's got best buy dates of March 2027. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not willing to eat a food that won't spoil for 2 years. But I don't know what it is that will cause that, but I'm not going to find out. So that's listeria. And of course, if you have other conditions, or if you're older or younger, you can have a problem with listeria. It can kill you.
Yeah. Well, whatever, you know, I guess there's so many food recalls now, but like in the 70s, it probably wasn't publicized and people died and no one knew why, right?
Well, no, one thing is you've got a lot more pre-made frozen foods now than you did in the 70s. There's a lot more products out there. And the other thing, of course, is there's a lot better testing. Like when Nate says we've done genetic testing, they couldn't have done that in the 70s. They would not necessarily know. And everything else. So, yes, there's always been food poisoning. I know as far as packaged things, it was the 60s. The sickest I ever was Durky pigs in a blanket. Oh, my God, I thought I'd be dead. So it happens. But more now, because you've got so many frozen things out there. And the other thing is, with frozen foods, it's not just solids, frozen shakes, which were very often sold to nursing homes or long-term care facilities.
I would never drink those insurers or anything. I just never would. Understood.
But for many industrial kitchens, when they're doing it in facilities and stuff like that, they'll use stuff like that. So, you know, unfortunately, there's a canary in the coal mine who eats it first. But the nice thing to see is that they do follow up on it.
Yeah. Yeah, but then the other thing I wanted to say, I guess it is, you know, it is serious, but I wish, you know, wish J. Marvin could come back incarnate, but he didn't know how many people loved him, but he didn't. You know, I just, thinking about J. Marvin tonight. And then anyhow, my day trading's going better, yeah.
Good.
And then I have something, a theory about why Elon Musk wanted $1 trillion out of Tesla.
Now, let's also mention, yes, if, and the big thing on that $1 trillion is if certain markers are achieved. In other words, the stock has to be performing to the point that he can get that money. And if it is, I guarantee you that every investor is going to be loving him, because he's not getting it all. So that money comes tied with performance.
Oh, I thought maybe he did that to suck all the money he could out of it before Tesla goes.
It's less about Tesla than it is about robotics. He wants to make sure that he won't be displaced from the robotics division. That's his fear, that if there was a momentary downturn or whatever, that some vulture capitalist could remove him. And so he's come up with something that's not impossible to remove him, but it's harder. But again, that trillion, I'm not necessarily defending it, but I'm just saying, don't believe that's automatic. It has to be earned by stock prices.
Well, I couldn't read all my business news because I had the worst, sickest migraine I've ever had.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, hopefully it's better now.
I don't get the pain in my head. I just get
some people do. I get ocular migraines. And, John always says, there are people who pay good money for these sensations, but ocular migraines are a bitch. And I get them fairly regularly. So. Had them forever.
But then, I'm just so wiped out from it. And
yes.
I tried to go for a massage.
No, it is.
And
you're right.
And they don't do it hard enough anymore.
Yeah. Well, you're right. It is. That's one thing about that form of migraine is afterwards, it's like you fought the battle. You're just exhausted. I know. All right. Good deal. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay. Talk to you later. Okay. Bye.
Yeah.
Ocular migraines are interesting because they're a visual sensation, and you see them like black and white neon lines in an interesting pattern that I couldn't describe. But the first time it hits you, if you are getting it as an adult, you think to yourself, "Oh my God, it's a brain tumor!" And while anything's possible, that's not usually the case. They're usually just ocular migraines, and they, as far as anybody knows, they're harmless. They don't come with pain, not much anyway. Sometimes a slight dull ache. But man, Cindy's right. At the end of an episode, which can last anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour or so, and the bad part for me is if I'm doing show prep or something, it will stop me from seeing for that hour. And so it's an inconvenience. But afterwards, oh man, it does. It feels like you've just waged battle. You're just fatigued as hell. And I don't know that anybody knows what's up with that, but thank God it's not painful, so I don't ask for more. We'll get to Debbie in Raleigh. We'll get to Eduardo in Tampa, and we'll get to you too on WGN Radio. That's Robert John. We were talking about Harry Nilsson earlier, and he wrote that, Don't Leave Me. Columbia released it in 1968 as Robert John's follow-up to his almost hit, If You Don't Want My Love. I love that, too. I might have to play that also. So that's your bumper stumper, and we'll see if we can quickly get in one call, and I believe we've got one more break before the top of the hour. So let's see what Debbie and Raleigh has to say for herself. So, Debbie, welcome to WGN Radio.
Good night. It's funny that Cindy mentioned Billy Joe Kramer, or Billy J. Kramer,
yes.
Whatever. I was wondering, was he ever singing with another group, or...
Other than the Dakotas? Well, of course, those were Lennon-McCartney songs, those two, Little Children and bad to me and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know what, I mean, he was around, obviously, when everybody was trying to sign every possible British group they could find after they passed on the Beatles. He was one of them, but he was managed by Brian Epstein, who, of course, was managing the Beatles, so hence the Beatles compositions like Little Children and Bad to Me. And he was actually studying engineering, and apparently, as far as his name, they chose the J. His name was William Howard Ashton, and they chose the J. John Lennon picked it out of a phone book. It was like that. And so, you know, George Martin and all that got involved with that. And, do you want to know a secret? In Great Britain was Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas in 63, and that was a big hit. And, I'll Be on My Way and Bad to Me and I Call You. So there were, it was all Lennon-McCartney stuff from a window. And he showed up on all the TV shows, Shindig, Hullabaloo, all of those. But as far as, what did he do after that? Well... he continued to do some music as far as that goes, and of course on the oldies circuit they sort of reformed, but did like the 50th anniversary tour and stuff like that, but I don't know. The only thing I know that he did publicly was he wrote the introduction to a graphic novel. And it was called The Fifth Beatle. All right. And he wrote the introduction. And it was on the New York Times, bestseller list and all that. But the rest of his stuff, not memorable.
Oh, okay.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are. Okay. And we will pick it up right there, right after the news, right here on WGN Radio. James, that's Ron Henderson and Choice of Color, and they were a Charlotte Beach music band. And in the 70s, he was on Chelsea and actually put out a couple nice things. They recorded that but didn't put it out at the time. I think it later wound up on some beach music or retrospective albums. But originally, the flip side of that actually on 76 was on an album he had on Chelsea. So, yeah, Ron Henderson and Choice of Color. Choice of Color was the band. All right, so 888-876-5593. We were in the process of talking with Debbie and Raleigh, who I rudely interrupted for the news, but we're back.
Okay. Boy, some very interesting thoughts came through my poor brain while I was listening to that. When you're on hold before you talk to somebody, there's dead silence when the news is on, but once you get on the air and you come back to us later, we can actually hear the news and all the other things that,
and in the other studio you can hear that all the time. I just don't have it patched into the feed here. I don't know how fascinating, but there it is.
Well, I mean, it
you know, it's better than the dead silence, but I can live with that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try to be brief and run through a few things. An oldie station I found was a WMTR for those that like listening to old music like I do.
Okay.
And
they are on, they are online, classic oldies.
Yeah.
So you can go to go to WMTRAM.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like listening to them. God, my brain just went somewhere. Wait a minute. Okay. Oh, the prosperity thing.
Yes.
Back in October.
Yes.
I tried it. I thought, well, this is going to be a hoax. I'm just going to waste my time. But I promise you, it worked this time.
I believe it. What'd you get?
I get Meals on Wheels, which a lot of people don't care for, but hey, food is food, and it's usually good. And, you know, anyway, I was upset one day because I was worried about some meals and everything, and the girl said, "What's wrong?" And I've been seeing her a long time. And she said, "Well, you look like you're about to cry." And I said, "Well, unfortunately, I am." And I told her what was going on with the situation I'm in with regard to housing and other things. And I explained all that to her. She went to my bank and made a deposit.
Oh, wow.
For well over what I needed. I mean, well over.
Wow.
And I kept trying to pin her down. I said, "You weren't the one that did that, did you?" She said, "Maybe." She wouldn't confirm or deny it. So I just tell you, there are things that happen that you can't explain.
Yeah, well, keep it up. So we should, since you're saying that, I should pull here. I had it in front of me before, but it's since gone the way of all flesh, of course, when the next dates are for the new moon, because, of course, every month. So let's have a look at that. Yeah, it was right in front of me. Yeah, right. A lot of things were earlier. So, yeah, please.
My brain.
Yeah, in front of me, man. It's just so sorry as far as that is. But yes, the next new moon is November 20th. It's a Thursday, November 20th, Thursday,
okay,
at Central Time. That would be just after midnight, 12:47 a.m. Central Time. And, you know, Marianne says you got to do it right before the new moon. Other people say you got to do it right after the new moon. My feeling about it is if you do it within 12 hours either side of the new moon, you're okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
I really believe in providence. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it, but there are things that have happened that I can't explain.
Oh, yeah. No, it does
I
work.
I hope to tell you the other thing that I really want to share with you, but I'll wait and see how that's going to turn out. But anyway, with regard to AI, it's sad that I called a place tonight, and I called their customer service number, and lo and behold, it was run by AI. And I said, "Skip this. I am not talking to an inanimate object."
Right.
I'm just, you know. Oh, and the food thing, the commercial about Patriot, whatever, it said they'll last 50 years or some such. I forget how long.
Yeah, yum.
Lord knows.
Oh, I know. I in the Y2K period, I used to advertise that stuff, and oh my dear God. If an expiration date is years in the offing, it's probably something I'm not going to ingest. But that said, I guess in a real horrible situation, we'd all do what we have to. But I don't plan to store it myself.
I don't either.
No, as and, far as that goes.
Well, I was listening to your re-airs programs a few weeks ago. I heard one from Laura who was talking about driving with her car, with her dog in the car, and you know, how she got stopped by the police.
Oh, yes.
And I thought about my aunt. I was with her one day, and she had her Pomeranian in the vehicle with her, and I can only imagine what the police thought when she had made a U-turn and just barely tapped another vehicle.
Oh, jeez. Just barely, yeah.
Well, she was having dementia, and she was getting to the point where she couldn't...
where she was a menace on the streets, yes.
Yes, she had eye disease where... cataracts. She had cataracts forming, and she had memory loss, and, and she used to know an address, but then she got to where... She'd say, oh, is it across the street from Bojangles or whatever the landmark would be, you know?
Yeah.
So we had to stop letting her drive then. And of course she passed away in March, but I can always remember that with the dog and everything because she didn't have a crate for the dog, and the dog was very hyper. And I was trying to hold the dog, and she was trying to run under the... under the brakes and the gas pedals and everything.
Well, just wait until AI starts stopping you.
Yeah, what's that called? That guy, Tesla and...
robotics, yes.
Yeah, Tesla and that other thing.
Yeah.
A self-driving car.
Oh, that of course. And, well, Waymo was big in the news. I don't know if you caught this one, but Waymo in San Francisco ran over and killed a cat. And apparently it was in the Mission District, and it was a pretty beloved cat. And at first, Waymo's version was the cat darted out in front of the car at the last minute. Well, it turns out that was absolutely not true. The cat was under the car. People saw that this was going to be a problem, but there was no driver to tell. You know, they're beating on the car, said, stop, stop. Well, the bottom line is he ran over and killed the cat. There's people now saying, you know, this needs to be stopped. And I thought, well, it probably does, but isn't it interesting? It's killed pedestrians. No one said too much. It kills a cat. Oh, my God, all is over as we know it.
So if a blind person is in a Waymo, who are they going to insure?
Well, who knows?
You know. Anyway, Riley, I know there's some more things I wanted to share, but I think that'll do for now.
All right, talk to you soon. Thank you.
I'll
look forward to it. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, so 888-876-5593. Yeah, I'll tell you, animals bring the most attention. You know, we all laugh about the cat videos and stuff like that. Lately, talk about AI, it's been bears. And I love bears. I really do. I have a very soft spot for bears, particularly blackies. But if you look at the internet, bears are just the friendliest creatures. Yes, grizzlies, polars, don't worry about it. They'll just love you to death. Don't buy everything. Death is the important part of that sentence. Eduardo in Tampa, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. I got to thank you for my song yesterday, although I think I passed out when it got played.
Why? Why? Just because you were tired?
I don't know.
I mean, it wasn't evil. I don't know. It wasn't evil that
did it. Your page, and there's my song right there. But
yeah.
No, I don't think I got to hear it because I think I passed out.
Oh, jeez. Well, we'll play
but,
we'll play
I
evil
mean, I
again.
I wasn't awake till like 12:30.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, that's okay.
I'll try to play it earlier some night.
Yeah, no, but that's fine. Mm. I heard the song before. I just got back from the Raymond James Stadium because I was at the USF. They had a college football game.
Okay, how was that?
So I was working there. I don't think there were that many people. I mean, I was downstairs. I didn't get a chance to go inside today, but I was ticket scanning, and they had me by one of those vents. I think I told you that before, with a walkie-talkie. So
yeah.
Somebody's got to be posted there.
Okay.
So,
well, hey, it's work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it went fine. I mean, yeah. And I'm going to be going back on Sunday for the Bucks game. So,
okay.
You know, taking advantage of the games. I get a song here, Tainted Love.
Oh, yes.
I think it's Soft Cell. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
Soft Cell. Yes. All right. And that's a remake. So that's a request, not something you want for the world's worst, right?
No, that's something for the world's worst. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay. Soft Cell.
Yeah, in my
love.
Opinion. Yeah.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, put
well,
on the list.
It is now
yeah.
on the list. All
yeah.
right.
Hey, I got to tell you, what do you think about this, these airport problems? Because I got a. Do a fly into LA through Phoenix, and then my brother's coming in here November 24th. But I just went on Daily Mail and while I was on hold, and looks like I might be winding down potentially.
Well, in terms of what's going on, there, apart from the government shutdown, there has been a real problem with air traffic control that's been brewing for quite some time. They need people, even when there's not a shutdown.
Right.
So this sort of exacerbated a problem that exists. Obviously, in a situation where you don't have sufficient controllers to the point that they're endangering safety, yes, slowing the amount of traffic is the only answer. I mean, there really isn't another one. So I don't have any problem with that. So we'll see as far as that goes. I felt terrible speaking of aviation about what happened with UPS, and I can't tell you.
Yeah, we all thought about that. We were thinking like that's going to be a passenger plane, and then thank God.
Well, it has been. Now you'll remember.
I mean, there were some people died.
Yes, but you're from Chicago. You'll remember 1979 taking off at O'Hare, world's worst aviation accident.
Right.
Well, that was also a DC-10. And the problem was similar. The engine dropped off. Right after that crash, when it killed so many, and when they determined one of the things that was happening there, it was a great plane, but it required a lot of maintenance and a lot of costly maintenance.
Okay.
Not just the regular, checkup, but costly maintenance. And when it wasn't done, well, you could see the result. And so after that, kind of quietly, most of the passenger airlines started selling off the DC-10s and then the M-11s to freight. So a lot of freight is in these wide-body planes, and they're great if you really maintain them, and that's not a small thing. Now, obviously, I'm not the NTSB. We'll wait to see the report, but I almost bet that there's an issue there with a plane fault that probably could have been avoided with more stringent maintenance. You know, it's like years ago that Alaska crash. It was coming from Mexico to San Diego and crashed in the Pacific. And what happened with that, and Alaska had just bought another carrier and kind of inherited these planes. But what happened is there was a screw in the tail section that was hard to get to. So rarely on maintenance checks did anybody do anything. Well, it failed. And next thing you know, it's in the water. That's the end of those people. But when you're handling a plane, you got to be careful knowing how much maintenance is required and what kind. And so, again, I'm no aviation expert, but I can tell you that this, when I heard this and saw the pictures, the first thing I thought about was Chicago O'Hare 1979 DC-10. Hello! And I think we're going to find that out. And it's just a horror all the way around. You hate to see these things, and then you wonder how many others are in the sky right now. And I hope someone will look further into it. But my guess is there's a maintenance issue that was hard to always be after, and they weren't after it. That's just a guess. We'll see if I'm right.
We cannot appreciate pilots on a plane more, especially what happened 20-something years ago on 9/11. Remember where?
Yeah.
Everybody had to come down. Everybody was ordered to come down. Doesn't matter if you came down on an airfield, on the grass, whatever. Yeah.
No, there are many pilots, sadly, who've given their lives saving other lives. And it's almost the norm for that to be a knee-jerk reaction. But in many cases, it didn't have to happen. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I want to know.
And pilots usually come. Well, some of them, they come from the Air Force, right?
Well, yeah. In fact, there was that incident, I think it was Philadelphia, where it was a female pilot who had traded with her husband on that flight, and she was a trained fighter pilot, and she absolutely saved lives. There's less today than in the past. You know, years ago when the World War II guys were starting to retire, I was, at the time, I said, well, that's the end of aviation as we know it. Of course, it wasn't. But it is harder today when you have less to choose from in terms of trained military pilots, because A, they've got to have the training, B, have they seen any action, and C, do they want to fly civilly? Because some of them get out and don't really want to do that.
Yeah.
So,
Okay, Riley, you're coming up to the news. Hey, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Hopefully,
appreciate
better
it.
News next week.
All right. Good deal.
Have a good weekend.
All right. And this is terrible to admit. I don't remember. I never do. But I think that it's time we do something rather than not on WGN Radio. Lonely James. Smokey Robinson, 1979. It was the flip side of Cruisin', and I thought a much better record, actually. He wrote it with Janie Bradford, and Janie had owned Rick Tick and Golden World along with Ed Wingate, and quite the mover and shaker in Detroit. But I thought that was a very underrated song. Kind of loved it. So 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh and Brian is in Seneca. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
And it's great to be here again. First off, I'll go ahead and go with my song nominations. The very first one, which I wish I would have nominated last night to make sure it got nominated, was Loving You by Minnie Riperton.
Oh, yes, yes, we'll second
featuring
that.
Featuring the
good
scream that makes you think she found the horse's head in her bed.
Well, true. And what's really sad is the flip side of that record is a wonderful song. So you just never know.
Yeah, and the other nominations I have in lieu of nominating the entire Steve Miller discography.
Right, we don't let you do that, yeah.
I know. The Joker.
Oh, okay. All right.
Time Keeps on Slipping Into the Future, whatever that's called.
Okay.
And Take the Money and Run.
Okay.
Take the Money and Run is a particular cringe fest for me because more or less within a year or two of when that song was actually hit, one of my uncles owned a gas station.
Oh.
So was I really rooting for the guys who shot the gas station attendant and stole his life savings?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah. You know, I'm not a big fan either, but I have a warm place in my heart for him, even though I don't know him, because he loved obscure R&B, and he redid, not the whole songs, but Vernon Green, The Medallions, The Letter, had so many words that Vernon made up, and they showed up in Steve Miller lyrics, like sweet words of pismatology and all that kind of stuff. So had to like that. All right.
Yeah, and now for the votes. I definitely want to vote for Memories.
Oh, yes. Okay, Memories.
Because that one from Cats, that one Barbara Streisand thought she was Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
I've got two cats, and when they're demanding their morning canned food, they do a better job of singing than she did.
I love it.
And I also have to vote for Achy Breaky Harder, as I think of it, the Wacky Tacky song.
Uh-huh. Now, by the way,
we
should mention that the Barbra Streisand song is Memory, singular, not plural, not to be confused with another song of a similar name.
Yeah, the lyrics are the one that I like and everybody else hates.
Yes, there you are. So, yes, Memory it
and,
is.
And that is partly nostalgia, I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it, because WLS news reporter Fahey Flynn had a series in the mid-70s where he did news retrospectives.
Ah.
And I mean, he not only went to the WLS TV archives, but he broke open the bad old days when they were still WBKB, and he even grabbed newsreels.
Okay.
And the bumper music or song he used for that was the same version of Streisand's recording of The Way We Were.
All right.
And also have to vote for Joy to the World.
Okay.
That one can never get enough votes.
Good.
And what are some of the other ones that are nominated?
Well, we've had, let's see, I've got them in alphabetical order now. America, Horse with No Name, Animals, House of the Rising Sun, The Archie, Sugar Sugar, Barbra Streisand, Memory, Barbra Streisand, The Way We Were, The Bo Brummels, Laugh Laugh, Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas, Little Children, Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young, Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart, Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods, Billy Don't Be a Hero, Charlene, Never Been to Me, Dawn, Knock Three Times, Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water, Dickie Lee Patches, Glenn Campbell, Where's the Playground, Susie? Judy Collins, Send in the Clowns. Lonnie Donegan, Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor? Mac and Katie Cassoon, Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep. Mary McGregor, Torn Between Two Lovers. Minnie Riperton, Lovin' You. Morris Albert, Feelings. Paper Lace, The Night Chicago Died, Paul Anka, Heaven My Baby, Ardeen Taylor, Indiana Wants Me, Sammy Davis Jr., Candyman, Simon and Garfunkel, Cecilia, Steve Miller, The Joker, Steve Miller, Take the Money and Run, Steve Miller, these are yours, actually, Soft Cell, Tainted Love, Sue Thompson, Norman, Sue Thompson, Paper Tiger, Taylor Swift, Shake It Off, Three Dog Night, Joy to the World, Mama Told Me Not to Come, and One, The Toys, Lover's Concerto, The Trashman, Surfing Bird, and War, Spill the Wine. Hello.
Yeah, I'm still here, and I'd honestly have to vote for most of those, except for the one or two exceptions I pointed out. Indiana wants him.
Yep.
Sure, Indiana wants him.
Okay.
I'm not from Indiana. They can have him.
Oh, yeah, there you go. All right.
And one last thought on the Waymos.
Yes.
The problem is, like a lot of other things in life, the customer wants free services and free stuff, and the service providers want free money.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure who gets the best end of that deal. My favorite Waymo story happened right in Phoenix, where the woman got in and couldn't get out. The car circled continuously and wouldn't let her out.
Yeah, well, it started off with ride sharing, which was just another way to mess over taxi drivers by making them provide their own car.
Right.
And now they decided the driver's more expensive, so they provide the car with no driver.
Yes.
And you have rather humorous Luddites putting orange cones down in front of them when they're stoplights, and they are stuck forever, and you have them running down cats and driving loop-de-loops around the block and kidnapping passengers and all sorts of fun stuff.
Indeed. All right. Well, nice to see that they're giving us entertainment on the road.
That's a fact.
All right. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
All right. Good deal. Fine votes. 888-876-5593. We'll take one more right now before we do a break, and then we'll take even more than that. And Don has been waiting in Beloit. So, Don, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Raleigh, hey, great to hear from you. I mean, great to hear your voice again on the radio. I'm sorry, I've been traveling, and I didn't call in last week, but I'm glad you're back on the air again.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I played your request.
I heard. I was so happy. Thank you so much for playing Marcia Ball for me. Yeah. She's great. She just announced that she's not touring for, like, I don't know, I guess till spring or something.
Okay.
But she's so good, and she's got such a long, what's the word, discography is
right.
So vast, right?
Right, it is. Absolutely it is. Very
yeah.
Amazingly large for someone who, for the most part, is unknown.
And yet she worked with so many really good artists,
yes,
especially
absolutely.
In her early discs. Yeah,
absolutely. But, you know, there's unfortunately so many just like her. That's why I used to say that when I retired,
true.
I wanted to live on Val Shibley's third floor so I could go through all those millions of records that I've never heard. And I know that there's probably, you know, conservatively 100 that I would adore, but I'll never get to hear them.
Well, we're really lucky in Wisconsin. For some reason, she had I don't know what it is, but Wisconsin connection to some people and bands that backed her up. And so she came up here for so many years.
Well, sure. You're going to get that when you've got Madison, you know, the huge university and a lot of opportunities for that. So, yeah. So what else are you? Are you adding to the world's worst hits?
I would. But one more thing. Did you see Pearl Harbor at all with your trip? Like,
I drove John by, and I said, "There it is. Look over there." Because now you have to get on a bus, and I don't do that. You get on a bus. It's just like I don't go to Denali anymore. They've changed the name, thank God. But no, or I won't go to the
Mount McKinley.
Yeah, I won't go to the south end of the Grand Canyon. I am not going somewhere where I park my car and get on a bus. Not going to happen.
Sure.
So.
Well, you saw. So, congratulations on your trip. That's really amazing.
Yeah. No. And I took John to 8 different comic stores in Honolulu. So there you are.
Okay. What's the average speed a ship like that travels the ocean?
19 miles an hour.
Okay. Well, I think I should also vote for the insipid and awfulness of stuff out there. And I second Eduardo from Tampa, Softsaw. I'll second his vote on that.
Okay.
I'll second everything Barbara Streisand's on your list, everyone.
Okay.
And our friend from Seneca that just called, that's funny, I wrote down on my notebook, achy, breaky heart, to call in, and he just stole my thunder on
it. Good. Well, that's still number one on the list. That's got the most votes so far.
I never understood that one. And then one more. How about let's pick on The Gambler by Kenny Rogers. He did a lot of great stuff, but let's pick on The Gambler.
Yes. With 400 children in the field. All right. So so let's see. All right, Kenny Rogers. All right, Rogers, The Gambler.
Can I still pick songs that you can play someday?
If I'm willing
in the future?
If I'm willing to.
Okay.
What are they?
I'm sorry, I'm going back in your catalogs of bumpers you played for this obscure. I often look these things up, and this guy was on the Smothers Brothers, I think. And he was one of your favorite, like, late 60s bossa nova guys or something. And I always said he looked like Bjorn Borg. I always thought he looked like, it was one of your favorites.
Was it Marcus Valle?
I think that's it.
Yeah. He was on the the Andy Williams show, but that's right. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I love Marcus Valle. And of course, the only thing people know here is Summer Samba, but he did a ton of stuff.
I see.
Yeah.
Did you like Antonio Jobim?
Well, who didn't? Tom Jobim.
Yeah, yeah.
Who didn't?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the master. No doubt about
right.
it. There should be a shrine to this guy.
Can you play a song by both of them?
Actually, they did things together. Not that much because Marcus was a lot younger, but they did some stuff together.
They did stuff with Astrud. They did stuff with everybody.
Astrud was just because, you know, she was Joie's wife, and so when they needed a singer, she was free. So that was that's how that came about. Because Joie Gilberto had written that thing. So, yeah, Girl from Ivanema. But, she later did very well and lived in the state. I don't know if she's still alive. I shouldn't say posthumously. She may still be with us. She was living in America for decades.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Could you play, I think it's ironical, but could you play New York City Blues by the Yardbirds for me?
I don't know. I got to hear.
Yardbirds.
I'm not sure I will, but let me listen to it, all right? Because I honestly don't remember it that well. So
and then one more. For some reason, this song it follows me around. I listen to obscure AM. I've traveled around Texas recently, and everywhere I go through AM. I find this song for some reason, "Slow Hand" by Conway Twitty. Do you mind playing that?
Conway Twitty version.
I know. It's so goofy, but why not?
I don't know. Maybe just because for the comedic section of the show.
Exactly. Yeah. Well,
all right.
Everything here is great, and I really appreciate you and John what you do every evening, every night.
Well, good to talk to you. We'll do it soon.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Raleigh. Bye-bye.
888-876-5593. Back right at it right after this on WGN Radio.
Time.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Rose-colored glass. It is not often that a remake is preferred over an original, but on that song, by far. Rose-colored glass, Bill Tillman's group from the Dallas area, came out in 1971. It was a cover of Orpheus from 1969, a group from Boston. Never liked the Orpheus song, loved rose-colored glass, so there, it had to happen. All right, got another hour to talk to you. We'll get all of your votes. Oh, and we're going to talk about 2020 news and play it, too, with Nick in Baltimore. So all that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
One, two, one, two, three. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 times a day I could love you. More and more every time you say that we are through and you go away for a day or two. 20 and a 30 and a 40 and a 50 and a 60 seconds a minute I'm thinking of you. If you love me like I love you, what a merry, merry world this would be to me. What a merry, merry world this would be. Love you like you mean it. Love is something you shouldn't miss The way it looks to me like you don't even know how to get ready for a kiss. Gosh, oh my golly gee, why will it? Cause I wish you wouldn't treat me, you're so doggone cold. Come close to me, cause I want you to see. And don't be afraid if you get a funny feeling, darling. Don't be afraid to love.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Of course, that's The Moon Glows, and that's Harvey on lead, December of 1957. They recorded that. I don't think initially they released it, but it was in the can until CDs came around and everybody needed more stuff. And we got the best end of that deal, hearing some stuff that maybe we otherwise had not heard before. All right, speaking of not heard, fans of 2020 News, going back to the 60s, have tons of memories on that and never thought they'd hear it again. But it is back in its new incarnation. And Nick wants to talk about that. But before we do, I thought we'd get this day's episode.
A movable fleece, plus Vandal Vet venting and jailhouse rocks. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Paris's Thomas Clown affair, the Louvre Hoover maneuver, a piece of take, warned a longtime French bank robber, telling a museum official years ago it would be a free ran in Paris to clean out France's crown jewels. The holy fail, a result of plenty of ways to get into the Louvre, the ex-con clamored, especially those windows by the Seine. As the city of Kite is a fright, historians hark back to the heinous hijacking of the Mona Lisa a century ago. It took 2.5 years to get her back. Elbow slash and dash. A former code compliance officer turned covert car cracker pulverized a convertible top and later slashed a second vehicle just blocks later, leaving bewildered neighbors bruised but still baffled. One witness says the man stormed the driveway, smashed the top with an elbow, then returned minutes later wielding a sharp tool like he was tuning his temper. Investigators dub it a bizarre belt and braces vendetta over lockers, letters, and long smoldering workplace woes. Remember, folks, next time your inspector shows up, you might want to greet them with a lock and maybe a helmet. Cuckoo for Cocoa Cuffs. Box of rocks and roll recidivism. Just out of the joint in Brevard County, Florida, and gee whiz, a genius jail jerk allegedly gets it in his goofy gray matter to start throwing stones at cop cars. Rocks in his head release wretch, then lobs another launch at a cop cruiser sailing by, police say, costing close to $4,000 in all. So now Camp Rock stars back behind bars, getting 3 hots and a cot, and possibly putting his pitching paw to use on the Slammers softball squad. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
All right, so there you have it. And speaking of it is Nick in Baltimore. So, Nick, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good morning, Wally. That's great. Now, what is it? This is a new a website, or I saw the thing on your...
Yeah, it's a labor of love. If you follow that link, you can pick where you want to hear it and see it with pictures, no less, every day. And at this point, it's Steve and Kevin, just as I say, doing it as a labor of love. But they'd love to develop it into a half-hour TV show.
That's really cool. I remember 2020 News.
Oh, of course. Yeah, the Motor City murder meter clicked twice last night. There was more meat in the morgue. Yeah, absolutely. And it was wonderful.
See Carol
KOW.
Yeah, and then all the RKO stations had a version of it as well. And you know, originally it was just a ratings trick to cover the 20 and 20 after and 20 off because they were dead periods in the diary.
So, yeah, it was back during the ARB days.
Exactly, when people, I don't know who believed that anybody was actually coincidentally writing while they were listening, but that was the theory. and of course, yeah. For people who don't know, the way it worked is if a listener recorded that they listened 5 hours in any quarter hour, they were counted as one. Now, if they listened for 10 minutes, if they listened from top of the hour till 10 after, that was still one quarter hour because it was in the same quarter hour, but if they also listened for 10 minutes, same amount of time, but if it was from 10 after to 20 after, that was two quarter hours. And so the trick of this is to try and get people to sweep those quarter hours, or, you know, whether it's the 15 and 45 or the 30 and top of the hour. And, of course, top of the hour, most of the stations, and this is at a time when news was required by stations, so FCC, so top 40 stations all ran the news. And, you know, you wanted to time it so that you got the listeners when your competition was in news.
Oh yeah, it was counter programming then.
Right. That's why the score stations always had it at 5 till, rather than top of the hour, because they knew they'd lose it at 5 till. But at top of the hour, they'd pick them back up. Now this predates the diary method and all of that, but nonetheless, still they knew that when their competitor was in news, they'd be back clear in music.
A CIO did it here at 5:00.
Of course. Well, it was actually the smart time to do it. Yeah, 55. Yeah, live at 55. Yeah.
Live at 55, yeah. But some of the, like, ABC stations, they would start at, like, I think 53, didn't they? Like, I remember.
Well, you got a problem with it.
KTV did.
You got a problem with ABC because, of course, the network didn't die quickly. And as they started to go top 40, if you remember, some of the stations had to carry Don McNeil's Breakfast Club for a while.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, talk radio was developed because of ABC West. There were two networks, ABC and ABC West, and the West Coast stations had to carry both. And so when one by one the East Coast started to go top 40, you know, the idea of more music, hell, where there'd be maybe two songs an hour on the West. So what they would wind up doing is just fill the time in between. And that was initial talk radio in 1960, and it was born by the fact that they had too much network commitment to do anything else.
That KABC
and KGO.
KGO.
Yeah.
But why I mentioned KQV, what they did was they would go into like 53 and then back into the ABC contemporary news.
Right.
And then by the top of the hour, they were back into
Were done, right? But they were forced to carry that contemporary news, you know, whereas a lot of the independent stations didn't have to carry any network commitment.
Right, but they were very stylized too.
Yeah. Well, ABC divided that into, you know, into half a dozen different news networks for the demos that they were going after.
A friend of mine told me, you guys were in Hawaii, I think.
Yeah.
A friend of mine told me, you were talking about a radio station in Hawaii.
Probably K-Poi?
Yeah. There was some station you were talking about.
Yeah, probably K-Poi.
Telling me.
Yeah, K-Poi was the first full-time top 40 station in Honolulu. Honolulu is very over-radioed on FM. I noticed that this trip big time. Literally, every other dial position was taken up with an audible signal. And that's a lot. That's a lot of signals for not that many people.
Yeah, in Honolulu.
Yeah.
Now, what are the... I should know this, but what are the power levels over there?
Same as here. You're not seeing things, higher than 100K on FM and 50. I don't think there's anybody who's doing 50 on AM. There's not much AM left, I will say that. I didn't spend a lot of time on AM, but the band was fairly vacant.
Wow. And they had some big top 40 stations back in the day.
Well, yeah, KKUA and all that. But, I mean, the big gun forever was KPOI because they were the first. K-Poi, and that's where Ron Jacobs was and Tom Rounds and the guy who does all the concerts, whose name is escaping me. But, that was the Poi Boys really owned it for a while, and then KKUA. But the highest paid and longest running guy there was actually not a top 40 guy. It was Jay Acuad Papuli, Crazy Fish Head. He was this guy who jumped a cruise ship. He was a violin player or something in like the 40s and got on various, by the 50s, got on various radio stations. And I remember around 1960, Billboard had done a story about how he was the highest paid disc jockey in America. He was making, I don't know, like $100,000 a year then, which was a lot of money at the time. And the deal was, though, that people didn't understand is he was basically selling his own time. So he was making the money off of commercials, but there isn't anybody really long of tooth who doesn't remember Papuli. I mean, that was the guy, Akuhead, you know. A friend of mine, a guy who started the Electric Weenie, who was a good friend of mine, moved out there and bought a radio station. I remember this. This would probably be like 1970. Well, the only problem was it was AM and it was on the wrong side of the island. So he just, you know, I mean, Oahu is fairly small, but it's got mountains. And so you really want to be where the people in Honolulu, Pearl City, you know, Waikiki, all that can hear you. My buddy Stephen B. Williams, who does my opens, who, of course, was murdered now 19 years ago, he was in Honolulu for 10 years. And that's a pretty long time, because if you're not from there originally, like Ron Jacobs was born and raised, so that was home to him. But for most people, you get over there, and usually within a year, you get island fever. You know, you got to get the hell out of there. But Stephen B. stayed there a decade. Now, granted, he would fly back to L.A. and stuff, you know, where his dad lived and where his home on more than one occasion. But even so, he was a lifer. You know, he, as far as a decade there, would be a lifer. But, of course, Aku... My God, he was just huge. So,
I'm fascinated with all the places you've been. You know, I'm fascinated with places like Hawaii and Alaska. You know, these, you know, far away. You know, it's just, it's such a big country. You know.
Well, it is, but I not that Hawaii and Alaska shouldn't be states, but when I think about America, I always think about the contiguous 48, you know, the lower 48. Yeah. And I like the fact that I can drive to most points in Alaska, and that does it for me. You know, you can't drive to Sitka. There are places you can't drive, but for the most part, you can drive almost anywhere you want to go, you know, because there are places I don't want to go, like Nome, which you can't drive to, but the problem with Hawaii, for a while there, I was really encouraged because they had the Super Ferry. And the Super Ferry, you could put your car on that and go from island to island. You could go to Maui or the Big Island, Hawaii or Lanai or whatever. Well, they did away with the Super Ferry. And I asked somebody while I was there, I said, what the hell happened? And they said that it was the environment. And I thought, the environment, hell, it was probably Hawaiian Air not wanting to lose the customers. But nonetheless, they did away with it. So now, you know, let's say you take a gig in Honolulu and they pay to get your car over there, no small freight and all that. You're stuck. You're not going anywhere. You know.
Wow.
So think about it. You know, you better hope somebody will pay to get you back when the time comes.
Oh, you're stranded.
You are. There was a station years ago that was talking to me in Anchorage, and the reason that I didn't take that job is I said, here's the deal. You not only have to get me there, but you have to put in writing that you'll get me out of there when it's time to go, because I was going to have to put my stuff on a ship and have it moved by freight. And I thought, I'll be stuck in Anchorage for the rest of my life. So they didn't want to bring me back, so that was the end of that. But you know, I guess if I was much younger and traveling very light, I would have just said, okay, I'll just get in the car and that'll be it, you know. But there it is. Honolulu is over radioed again on FM, not on AM at all. Very much so. So
just I've noticed it's jam packed with.
It is everything, and you know, some of it's native language and stuff like that, and some of it's original Honolulu favorites, you know, like not really indigenous music, but stuff that's local to Honolulu. I know that sounds like Don Ho all the time, but I don't mean that. Some of it's actually okay, but so some of it is alternative formats, and that's okay, but there's so much of it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, it's just fascinating to hear all this. And anyway, I'm going to email you a little bit later on, and I'll, because I had some info that I wanted to, you know, stuff we've talked about in the past. But I got some, I'll email you with some Baltimore stuff. But there's a the web there's a story. Well, it you go into Wikipedia and you look up the Cleveland UBC stations. It's really fascinating. All the convoluted stuff that all the weird stuff that they were involved in. Richard Eaton.
United
what
Broadcasting.
A mess.
Oh, well, Richard was just absolutely a head case. We've talked a lot about WSID, but, I will laugh and laugh and laugh that, Barry Richards, when he was working in D.C. in book, they're running a plantation in downtown D.C., baby!
What an outfit.
Oh, yeah. Well, right. And, you know, as evil as the Eatons were, Richard and his son Pierre, the reality is that we'd kill for broadcasters like that today, you know, compared to what we've got. And
you're exactly right. I mean, when you think about it, what they did was small potatoes compared to what goes on today, and it's legal today. As opposed to back then.
Codified, of course. And, Eaton had been around, I think Richard didn't die till like 1981. He was around. And, of course, WOOK was absolutely legendary, to say the least. So, a lot of interesting stuff there. And I miss them all. Colorful people, one and all.
Well, you know, and they gave us this great radio. I know here, they were the first ones to do Top 40 on FM, and they had a really good staff in it. Some really top flight talent that walked through those doors. Believe it or not,
absolutely.
We know Bill, our friend Bill Quinn,
right?
Who is the PD, it was a unique radio station. Situation, but they were unique in the sense that they were not like any other UBC station. I mean, they were actually a normal sounding radio station as opposed to all the nefarious stuff that Eatons were involved in with the numbers thing and the...
Well, that was only going to happen on those AM stations. And, of course, the numbers thing, I tell that story often, that would have gone on forever as long as it matched Bible quotes. What they were doing was, back in the day, they were, for people who didn't know, they were basically running the numbers on the air, and they disguised them as Bible quotes. But the problem is, in some cases, they came up with quotes that weren't in the Bible. It was only a matter of time. But he had TV too, Eaton. So WMUR Channel 9, it was fascinating. So there's a lot of stories about Eaton that I miss them in their own way. Broadcasters like that never necessarily wanted to work for them, but really did miss them.
Well, they were unique in the sense that they really put good radio on, and the same thing with the soul stations back in the day. It was more entertaining than what you have today, which is so corporate. That's why it's so such a pleasure to hear Johnny Goins. Thing about Houston Platinum Radio. Everybody should tune in. I mean, they're great, and that Sunday night show is excellent.
Oh, good. Hang on a minute. I want to talk a little more about SID, and we will pick it up right there, right after the news, right here on WGN Radio.
Save the sweet words for somebody else, but never ever fall. Bye.
WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. What a wonderful song. The Millionaires, Never For Me, 1967 on Philips. And Richard T. arranged that, who was quite the studio musician in New York. And that was really big in Philly on 92 FM. Why can't I think of the guy's name right now? The Diamond Mine, Ron Diamond. That's who played that. All right, so back to Nick in Baltimore, putting him on the spot. I don't know if you can answer this, and I should have researched it when I was doing the Baltimore profile, but I never did. So maybe you know. We always talk about WSID, and as you probably know, it's WSID because it was signed on the air by Sidney Tinsley in 1947. And 2 years later, Eaton bought it. Okay, so we understand that. Now, WITH in 1941 was signed on the air by Tom Tinsley, quite the man about town in Baltimore. Are Tom and Sid related?
That I don't know. I'll have to look it up. They may be.
Well, exactly. And that's where I am on it. They may be. I've never seen anything about Sidney Tinsley except, like, in passing, when they talk about WSID, they say, signed on by Sidney Tinsley in 1947. In 1949, it went soul, you know, that kind of thing. But, of course, Tom Tinsley, WITH, and same kind of deal. Of course, Sid was a daytimer, but both stations were fairly low power. Both of them were aimed at serving the, suburbs, if you will. You know, don't have any of the waste coverage or anything, but Tom was much more established, obviously, and he had the Muzak franchise and a lot more, but it's just odd that they would both share the same last name.
They may be, I'll look it up, but they may be cousins.
Yeah, I don't know. And, of course, the Tinsley family in the East Coast is blue blood, as far as, you know, like the first immigrants to America were Tinsleys, that kind of thing. But if you look at Tom from WITH, like he went to Yale and all this stuff, and yeah, okay, he's part of that family, I got it. But poor Sid, who is this person? Now, of course, there was a football player, Sid Tinsley, but born in 1920, but I don't believe that that's in any way related to any of this.
After that, that's my homework assignment.
Yeah, I'll be curious if you can find anything out.
I'm going to check that out because I've never thought about that. But I do know, now you say they came on in 47.
Yes.
And they were originally 1570.
Yes.
And then they moved to 1010. When did they move to 1010? In what, 51? I don't know.
Yeah, it was in the 50s, and of course 1010 was one of those great frequencies as long as you wanted to be a daytimer.
Right.
And they were, but they moved trying to, and of course, you know, WINS had that frequency, but I think that SID went to 1010 like a year after the Eatons had it, so like 1950. And
okay,
because
that makes sense.
A couple of years later, didn't they? They did something to the city of license, so it would be Essex, Baltimore.
Right.
So that's pretty much the deal. And of course, you know, in the 70s, they were right there at 6623 Reisterstown Road. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I actually went up there one day for a job interview. Almost got a job there.
Oh man.
But
I'm pretty sure 1950, and I'm pretty sure that was on their mind to make that move. When they bought it.
You know, the interesting thing, and I was going to watch the clock. I don't want to dominate. The interesting thing there is that 1010 allocation. That was, you know, you could say WINS. That was WINS, and then CFRB.
Well, that's it. WINS is protecting CFRB.
Right.
Yes.
Is that how that 1010 became available here, or?
Yeah, well, remember that was the deal where Class 2 stations. Remember when it was 1, 2, 3, and 4? Class 2 stations were daytimers on Class 1 frequencies, and it'd be Class 1 whether it was Canadian, Mexican, or U.S. clear.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, those were all the Class 2s.
Oh, okay. So that's how that worked.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for all the time. I didn't mean to take so much time.
Oh, always. Always good to talk to you. Thank you. Call me again soon.
And I will I will do that research, and I'll email
yeah,
you.
Let me know. Thanks. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay.
All
thanks.
Right. Yeah, you know, I had done that Baltimore profile, and I meant to one of those things where I was, oh, I got to look this up, but then, you know, life got in the way, and that was the end of that. All right. It's always good to talk to Nick. Love that. 888-876-5593. Cleveland Dennis on WGN Radio. What's up, Cleveland Dennis? Have you left us? He did. He left me. Abandoned. I tell you, I feel abandoned. Never mind that I had him waiting an hour. Sorry about that. We've got Mark and Aurora. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, good morning. I got some turkeys for you.
Oh, good. And you hung on. You waited. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
What you got?
Mary McGregor, Torn Between Two Lovers. And okay. That song has a story behind it. The recording engineer, in order to get the sound he wanted, placed her microphone above a toilet bowl.
Okay. Well, that's good because the record belonged in the toilet.
I was going to say, yeah, now you can truly say that her singing went down the toilet.
Yeah, it obviously did. But yes, I'll never live down. When I first played that on WIBC, I didn't even realize I said it, but I called it Torn Between Two Pieces. But anyway.
It's a schlocky song about adultery as
well. Well, obviously. Then, so my take on it wasn't wrong, but I wasn't intending to say it. But and of course, stately WIBC wasn't ready for that. So, all right.
Torn Between Two Pieces?
Yes, Torn Between Two Pieces. Yes. All right. So.
And then I'm gonna list You Light Up My Life this year because.
Oh, good.
I don't really like that philosophy. How can it be so wrong if it feels so right? That has led to many of a divorce. Yeah.
Well, but I mean, come on. It's also led to many a hit. Look, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. You know, R&B by Luther Ingram and country by Barbara Mandrell.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. You Light Up My Life.
And then Paul Stanka and Odious Coates. You have my baby.
Okay, let's go with that.
And then,
okay.
And then the Bertha Butt Boogie and.
Oh yes, you vote for that every year. All right, so
yes, I do.
Her name was Bertha. Both Bertha Butt. She was one of the Butt sisters. Okay.
Yeah.
Jimmy
and I
Castor.
Know that song is supposed to be tongue in cheek.
Well,
it still makes me cringe.
Well, it's just if you like it or not. I never much care about the words.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Castor. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
And let's see what else. I like Indiana Wants Me, and as I said yesterday, or as I said Monday, I like Paul Nicholas. Okay. I know
that I had thought of one other. Maybe I should wait and see if I think of it later so that other listeners can get it.
Well, and of course, remember, we do this up until the night before Thanksgiving, so you've got plenty of time.
Yes.
All right. Good
yes.
deal. Thank you.
Okay.
So, 888-876-5593, and let's see if Jim in Richmond's still with us. All right, Jim, got some votes for me?
Hi, Raleigh.
Hey, Jim.
Yes. Can you
tell me what you're voting for?
I'm voting for Achy Breaky Heart.
Okay.
Joy to the World.
Okay.
And there's another one that I can't think of right now. And Color My World.
Did you say Color My World?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good enough.
And the last caller, I can't remember what he said, but I totally do not like the songs that he said.
All right. All right.
And then every song that Fran said.
All right.
And then can I please talk to you a few minutes about my request that I made the other day?
Yeah, the one I'm not going to play.
Right. But I wanted to let you know that I'm going through a lot of stuff right now, and we're emptying my house.
Right.
And tomorrow the dumpster comes, and
yep.
Saturday everything goes out.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm going through, you know, that this is the end. That's why I want to say, don't let the old man in.
Well, that's fine, and you can hear that record on the internet anytime you want to. And I understand emotional ties to it, but that has nothing to do with why I will or won't play it. I just don't like it, and that's neither here nor there. But I wish you the absolute best going through it, and congratulations for taking this on. I think it's wonderful that you're doing it.
And thank you to Fran and Tubby and Linda.
Okay. Well, good deal. Well, good luck this weekend. Can't wait to hear about it next week. Go for it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Love you, Rowley.
Thanks. All right. So, yeah, that's a big step to say, hey, I am paring down, but always a good thing. You don't want your possessions to own you, and as you start to make moves in life, you don't want to be tied down with them. Most of the time, they're just things, and they very often become an anchor rather than something pleasing. So 888-876-5593. I think we have one thing to do, and then we got Karen, Cindy, and Chris on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. If the voice sounds familiar, he was in the Willows, and he went as a solo act later, Tony Middleton, and he was on Big Top, and did a lot of stuff for people you would know, like Burt Bacharach and Lee Bernd Stoller and Johnny Pate and all that stuff. And in 1960, it was Sweet Baby of Mine on Big Top, and Otis Blackwell wrote that. And talk about a woulda, coulda, shoulda. All right, so waning moments almost. Next week, we've got a lot of full shows. Let me tell you what at this point, so you'll know. Monday and Tuesday are full shows. On Wednesday, we probably only got an hour together, but then Thursday is a full show. So next week is mostly full, except for Wednesday, hump day. So we've got Karen and Madison. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Yeah.
I'd like to say one request. You can play next week, and I'll listen. If you want to, Soulful Strut.
Oh, sure.
Is it Young and Holt or something?
Young Holt Unlimited. Neither of them were actually on the record, but yes.
If you want to play that.
Sure, I like that song.
I've got three hateful songs.
Okay, World's Worst
one
Hits.
That one by Taylor Swift where she's the Will, you know, and the one with, they're playing the Will, and she's, do you know what I mean?
No, but I'll have to find it, and I will.
They're reading the Will, and everybody hates her. So
okay, I'll find
something
it.
Like that.
What else we got?
And Winchester Cathedral.
Ah, the new vaudeville band. All right, so there you go.
And now I forget the other one. Well, I'll have to hold off. I just want to say, was Marcia Ball mentioned a while back?
Yeah, I played somebody. Yeah, right. Don really likes her.
Yeah. I heard earlier this week on WGN that she will no longer be touring because she was just diagnosed with ALS.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. No, I had heard that she wasn't touring for a while, but I'm very sorry to hear if she's just hung it up.
Yeah, that's what Lisa said earlier.
Wow.
And if you
I don't know of her right now.
But,
yeah, apparently she retires after this. All right, so yeah,
okay,
good deal. So, sorry to hear it.
Yeah. Well, right. And with that, I'll let you go.
All right. Late. Thanks for calling.
Maybe you can get somebody else. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
Have a good weekend.
Good deal.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, so bottom line with ALS is you don't know how it's going to affect you. It is autoimmune hell, to say the least. So looking at the stories, so she canceled all future performances. She's receiving treatment at UT San Antonio. So wish her the absolute best. That is such a tough one. And, you know, all of the autoimmune diseases are tough, but ALS might be absolutely at the top of that list, and it's impossible to know how it will affect her. But hopefully less than most. You know, you kind of pray for that because it is different in each person. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And we got Cindy in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Or not. Cindy gave up. All right, well, we talked to her earlier. Who could blame her? But let's see. Chris in Greenwood usually sticks around, so we'll find out if he's going to close the show tonight. Are you still there, Chris?
I'm still here.
All right, good deal. What's up?
Nothing much. I agree. People don't like Taylor Swift because of the NFL.
Oh, really? That's a reason.
I like that. Yeah, I like the new 2020 news thing y'all do.
Oh, good.
I got one question. If a CBS affiliate, like if it's owned and operated by a station, not O&O by the network,
uh-huh.
While they do their newscast, are they required to air the gray television correspondent from Washington or CBS?
No. If you're an independent radio station not owned by somebody, whatever deal you make is independent. You can make any deal you want with any network you want.
I'm talking about TV.
Again, if you're talking about O&O's, it's not that easy an answer. But the bottom line is, it's not a case of requirement. It's a case of what deals you've struck with your partners.
Yeah, like if you're owned by Gray Television or Hearst Television,
right?
They have like correspondents, and some don't have the CBS correspondents on there. Like 11 o'clock news or
well,
whatever.
Well, so, yeah, exactly. Well, if they're a CBS affiliate, they may share some of that. Or if it's, say, Nexstar, and obviously Nexstar has News Nation, so you're going to see a lot of the local reporters reporting on News Nation and vice versa, of course. But those aren't requirements. Those are agreements.
Yeah, so they can air the Nexstar ones instead of the CBS ones.
No, I'll tell you what. You've ended the show. I'm so sorry about that. I'll get to you earlier next week, and we can talk more about it. All right, so on that note, we thank Brett for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. It's what makes the show a pleasure to do. Monday night, a full show, Monday night trivia. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.